Hey guys, this is Anna. So before we get on with the show today, let's hear from our sponsor.
Hey everybody, this is the Ramblings of a Transgender Christian Podcast. I am your host, Anna Hudak. Welcome to the new year. This is the first actually new content I have created this year for the public. I've did a few Patreon episodes, but those were, just Patreon episodes. But yeah, we are back, better than ever. I am recording this on Super Bowl Sunday, so what, this is the 12th, I want to say. And yeah, feels good, feels weird to get back. I do have some good news. I am hopefully assuming everything goes right. I should be getting a computer pretty soon. Of course, we still had problems at my room is not quite ready for that yet. There is a dresser that's sitting in my bedroom that belongs to one of my younger sisters who no longer lives with parents, and my parents have been putting off delivering it back to her for a bit now. God even knows when we're gonna get it out of there. So even if I were to order a computer today and were to be delivered like Wednesday, it might be weeks before I actually get to use it. So, but yeah, I'm gonna have a microphone. Yes, an actual microphone, so you have decent sound quality. And I'm gonna have a webcam. So better, hopefully a bit better of a video quality. And yes, I'm getting a little mini PC. In a perfect world, I'd be getting a laptop, but let's be honest, laptops are not really cheap at all. And I found this mini PC, came out last year. It's an Intel mini PC, and it's got pretty damn good specs. It's an i7, 16 gigabytes of RAM. It's an i7 10th generation, with 16 gigabytes of RAM. And I think it had about 500 gigabytes of solid state drive space. With a coupon that they had on Amazon Prime, about $680. So, just for that. So, between my Microsoft Rewards points, I've been saving up for a very damn long time for gift cards and my Brave Attention tokens, gift cards I've been saving up. And now my dear friend sent me the last $20 needed to get it. Should be able to get the mini PC now. So yeah, I've been once again getting the microphone so we could get better audio quality with it, webcam. And yeah, and then yeah, once ever I'm able to set up him in the room, this will be a more professional podcast. And so, exciting, exciting times. So, that's gonna be pretty damn awesome. So, yeah, there's all that. Yeah, so I guess we'll just kind of dig in. So, just in case you didn't hear, I am changing how this is kind of being done. We are no longer having two main shows a week, just one on Monday, and then a Patreon show on Thursdays. And every now and then I may do an extra show for public, but we'll see. But yeah, honestly, it makes it easier on me, so everything is done in one episode. We're gonna have less of an emphasis on news, but they're still gonna try to do a few news stories in a day, maybe two or three stories that I think are actually important people should know about. Real quickly go over those. We'll also do what was normally the Thursday show, which is topical on the Monday show. But I also am planning to start doing after shows. Most Mondays you'll get an after show, usually about 10 minutes or so, and maybe more. It just depends how much I dare to talk about something I talked about in the show, or maybe to add on to it, or maybe just some things I didn't have time to get to in the main show. So anyway. So yeah, the Monday show is for now on gonna be it. It's gonna be a weekly show, with every now and then doing an extra episode every now and then for you all to listen to. Because, like, I got so much effort content I'm working on. Once I get the computer, I'm going to be getting back to blogging, and blogging is my first love. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time focusing on that. You know, I am also making videos for Transwarp Drive. I'm going to be starting up a new channel, Queen of Lore. I hope to start up a politics podcast. I'm calling Woke and Broke. And it's going to be a political podcast that focuses strictly on stories that are actually important. So I promise, we're not going to be talking about YouTube debate bros. We're not going to be talking about, you know, Joe Rogan or something like that. No, it's stuff that actually matters to your life. You know, like, what's going on in the labor union world? You know, where are labor unions being attacked or forming? New taxes that have been created. You know, infrastructure. You know, what are the bills that, you know, state legislatures or House, Senate, or whatever, are passing? Stuff that actually impacts your life. Not, you know, what some racist Karen in New York said. Okay, like, let's be honest. Who cares what some Karen said? You know, in some park or mall or airplane. It's a non-story. Nobody actually cares. Politics is basically just a new form of entertainment. And basically, I hope to just actually do... Bring the news back to what it is, should be. Things that actually matter to your life, that you should actually know about. But yeah. So, sorry, I got a cough drop in my mouth. So, I realize that's very unprofessional to be doing a podcast with a cough drop in my mouth. But, anyway. But yeah, I hope to do that. None of the episodes would be super long. I'm looking at probably about an hour and a half to 40 minutes per episode. Because I don't plan to be, at least for right now, my plan is not to be super heavy on commentary, but, you know, we'll see. So that's something I hope to do, and that'll be once a week. I'm looking at doing that probably on Saturdays, I think. I think Saturdays this one's going to be up. But of course, you'll be able to support that show on Patreon and get it a day early. Just like, you'll always be able to get this podcast a day early on Patreon and get the after show. So, and I'm also doing stuff on Cephalopod. So, I'll try to remember to add a link to Cephalopod in the show notes. But no promises. You know by now if you've been listening. No promises on that. Yeah, it's a podcast platform that supports podcasters. If you claim your podcast, you can get supported with free cryptocurrency. I've been uploading a lot of the exclusive episodes to bear in addition to Patreon. So this is a great way to support content creators. So anyway, let's get on with the show. We've done our our mandatory 8 to 10 minute ramblings on about stuff that's not important. So, every episode. One of you say that I probably should start doing, like, time code when we actually get the stuff that people actually give a shit about. But, anyway, so, this episode I don't have, any news ready for you. I don't have the Gender Accelerationist Manifesto ready. I just have a few things I want to talk about, so... for all those listening on Monday, is Monday the 14th? Yeah, Monday's the 14th. So today's the 13th. Yesterday was the 12th. Oops. Anyway, happy Aromantics Day. I don't know what the hell this Valentine's Day thing is, but it certainly don't exist. So, happy Aromantics Day. Everyone, it is a great day to celebrate the lack of romance that we share. So, no, seriously, though, I don't like Valentine's Day. Let's be honest, it's a stupid holiday that shouldn't exist. I prefer celebrating no romance than romance. And, like, I just being honest, even if I were to ever get in a relationship someday, which not gonna happen, but if it were, I don't know, like, I just find pretty much everything that people do for Valentine's Day to be really fucking shallow. Like, oh boy, you went out for a nice dinner. Okay. Like, why do people go out to restaurants? I don't get it. I mean, I'm not a, like, I enjoy going out to a restaurant every now and then, but I'm being honest, I prefer my own cooking. Because I'm a damn good cook. I don't need nobody else to do my cooking for me. Now, every now and then, it's nice. Generally, if it's a restaurant that serves stuff I don't normally cook. Like, you know, when I don't cook the most amount of Mexican food. Like, we eat tacos. Like, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't actually eat the tacos anymore. But, you know, the rest of the family eats meat, so. There's that. You know, because just for those who don't know, I am back living with my parents. No longer living on my own. I had to go back to my parents because the other option was living on the streets. So not exactly the best choice, but hey, you know, Midwest winter, I'm not living on the streets unless I absolutely have to. And even then, rather not. So I like living with my parents. Still can't get a job. Nobody wants to hire me, unfortunately, but yeah, so that's why everything's going to look different from here on out. So, so yes, I actually do have internet access now, so that's pretty awesome. But anyway, so anyway, what was I saying? But yeah, no, anyway, so like, yeah, I don't do a whole lot, you know, like we do like tacos or burrito bowl. Every now and then make some quesadillas. I got a damn good quesadilla recipe, by the way. Sorry, there's like some like phlegm stuck in my throat at the moment. But anyway, you know, so we just made recently and those were some really damn good. We also made some vegan tacos pretty recently that were pretty damn good. And we also made just a few nights ago some I mean, it's not the same thing, but like breakfast burritos, which are pretty damn good, some vegan ones, so that was pretty awesome. I'm gonna make it clear, I am a vegetarian, not a vegan, but I try not to eat egg, so I'm kind of vegan in that way, and so I often end up having to go for vegan recipes rather than vegetarian recipes on a lot of things just to be able to avoid egg. And it's also fun because my family has a lot of other allergies and intolerances, like we all are gluten intolerant. I can't really eat much milk chocolate. Like, I can maybe eat, like, at most, when it comes to milk chocolate, like, a small brownie slice, but that's, like, it. Otherwise, like, I am throwing up. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I can't eat, like, milk chocolate ice cream, you know, unless it's, like, maybe just a few spoons, you know, like, I'm talking, like, spoons, not scoop, you know? Like, I can have a few bites of it, but that would probably be about it, you know? Can't eat much milk chocolate candy without throwing up. Can't eat chocolate cake. Oh, gosh. But, yeah, so, like, milk chocolate just does not sit with me at all. So, I can do dark chocolate. Dark chocolate does not affect me, but milk chocolate definitely does. Ever since I was a toddler, it's never worked with me. So, one of my sisters is lactose intolerant. I think we got a family member too who can't do potatoes. A good chunk of the family can't eat corn. Mom is allergic to soy. It looks like as if I'm allergic to soy, which is great when you're a vegetarian because so many vegetarian recipes expect you to eat soy because I had tofu for the very first time about a week ago. And within minutes of after eating it, like my throat was closing up. I was starting to have a hard time breathing. So that's fun. And there's a few other things. I think one of the family members can't eat peanut butter. So, fun. We got a shit ton of family of intolerance and allergy, so it makes cooking interesting for us. Like pretty much every recipe has to be drastically changed for us, but yeah, so you know, so yeah, anyway, been doing that. Chinese, we don't make a whole lot of Chinese food. And I've barely been to a Chinese restaurant. Like, I can count on one hand the amount of Chinese restaurants I've been to in my life. I've been to three ever, I think. So just don't eat a whole lot of Chinese food, to be honest. For me, Chinese food pretty much starts and ends with rice and like orange chicken or General Tso's chicken. And I've had rolls in it for I actually had a roll for the first time, kind of recently. I didn't grow up like I was an adult when I had my first egg roll. So yeah, I think I may have been like 19, 20 when I first had an egg roll. So that was like what 4 years ago, 4 or 3 years ago. So. Not things we really do much in this family, so I really don't know much. I like it's like each time when I like the three times I've been to a Chinese buffet, it's just like I have no idea what to do. It's just like all this food is weird to me. Like, what is this? So, and I am not a super adventurous person. It's like I actually need somebody there. It's like thankfully each time I've been with my parents, it's able to tell me. I think you would like this. I don't think you would like that. Because, like, I am not an adventurous person when it comes to food. So, if we're gonna be having some, like, other culture's food, I need someone there to tell me what it is that each food is. Because otherwise, probably not touching much. But you know what? It's some really good, damn good food that I had for the first time last year. And I think I talked about it on this podcast. Jamaican food. Oh. Oh, so good. Oh my god. That jerk chicken, heaven. Okay, I'll make something clear. I will forget I'm a vegetarian for a day for jerk chicken, okay? Jerk chicken is one of those things where I will gladly just forget that I'm a vegetarian for a day, okay? I'm just saying. Jerk chicken. Fucking fantastic. Last year at the Jamaican Grill. Just pure heaven, man. Just pure heaven. Please reopen up again soon, Jamaican Grill. We need you. You're the best restaurant in Fort Wayne. But anyway, so I prefer my own food. Never, I mean, my family never went out to restaurants much growing up, but it's just like all fucking expensive. Even the cheap ones, you know. Like, I mean, there's a few ones that are genuinely cheap, but mostly, you know, like the ones like Red Robin for fucking expensive. Like, everything is $10 or more. It's like, nah, fam, this ain't the way. That's expensive. Yes, you can tell that me and my family are fucking poor if we find, you know, an $11 burger to be really fucking expensive. Yes, my family's poor as dirt. Shut up. You know, and it's just like, at least when I'm cooking, I have better control over things, and I just like my own damn cooking. I think I'm amazing at it. You know, like, I don't care about a box of chocolates. I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna say something blasphemous. I'm not really a fan of chocolate candy. Yes, I know, boomy. I hear you all. Some of you are probably turning off the podcast. I'm sorry, like, unless it's Reese's, I'm being honest, I don't care. Reese's is like the only chocolate candy I care about. Okay, you know what I want? I want Sweet Tarts. I want Mike and Ike's. I want Airheads. I want Starbursts. I want Skittles. That's what I want. You know, I went and Wonka Nerds. I went Laffy Taffy. Oh my god, Laffy Taffy. Oh, you have no idea how much I love a good Laffy Taffy. Not the banana, though. Banana Laffy Taffy's that shit is a crime against humanity. But you know, like, I want Airheads. I want Sweet Tarts. Sweet Tarts, I fucking love with every fiber of my being. Those fruity Mike and Ikes are just perfection. For serving that shit in heaven, my friends. You know, Tootsie Rolls, I'm okay with. I don't believe they're great by any means, but I do enjoy a good Tootsie Roll. Trying to think, what are some other non-chocolate candies? I'm just kind of drawing a blank because, like, if you just they're not ever really in your face, really. You know? Like, when you go down to Candy Aisle or you're in, like, the the checkout, it's like all chocolate. It's like, and I being honest, I almost never eat candy, okay? I'm gonna be honest. Like, I could probably count in one hand the amount of times I actually get candy in a year. Now, this year, you see, so I have an aunt who works as an engineer at Hershey's. So for Christmas, we actually do get bags of chocolate. Last year, I don't think I got one, but this year I did. So I'm going to be eating chocolate more than, one hand of time, handful of times this year. But, like, I'm being honest, like, I barely touched it. Because I just don't eat candy. Like, I just, like, at least buy candy when it comes to buying candy. Like, I might do it, like, 3 or 4 times a year at most, so. Like, I just don't care. Like, candy is not my thing. And no, I'm not a salty girl either. I don't really care about salty snacks too much either. Junk food just means doesn't mean much to me, to be honest. My cooking, on the other hand, I have a weakness for. So, like, I'm telling you, Frito-Lays, not making me fat. Hershey Kisses, not making me fat. My own cooking, making me fat. Because, like, because I genuinely think my food is that great, but anyway. Like, if you want to get me candy, the only chocolate candy you should be getting me is Reese's. I mean, there's a few chocolate bars that are okay with it. They sell at the local co-op, Better Dark Chocolate. The local co-op has some, like, natural chocolate, which is pretty damn good. Or what, I don't know what it's called, but basically it's like just like dark, like actual, it's actual chocolate, they are actually kind of good, but because I don't want to sit there and name each exact one. Reese's, if you're gonna do chocolate, but if not, for the love of God, give me some fucking Sweet Tarts, give me some fucking Starbursts, okay? Give me some Laffy Taffy, okay? Just skip the Kit Kats, skip the fucking Twix, skip the M&Ms. I don't need that. I am good with just me and some Mike and Ikes. So I find that pretty fucking shallow for Valentine's Day, and like a big fucking, they give like fucking teddy bears for Valentine's Day. It's just like, why? Who cares? And then there's also the so anyway, I don't know what I was gonna say, but so like, what, here's what I want, like the only thing I want from somebody is time. Somebody there to just spend time with me. Like, that's the only thing I care about. Like, I don't care about these, going out to eat. I don't care about going, like these, chocolate gifts or whatever. Just like, once again, I don't do Valentine's Day. I mean, even as a kid, it didn't mean much to me. Never going to be celebrating it simply because I'm a romantic, so never gonna be a thing I ever celebrate to begin with. So therefore it's Happy Aromantics Day. Where we celebrate not being romantic. But it's just like, I don't know, like, I just never understood romantic culture, or just like, and the things that, like, we see everything in the media. It's just like, cares about that shit. Like, the people that I appreciate, like, here, what I appreciate is when somebody spends time with me, somebody listens to me, somebody does something that I'm interested in with me, because, like, I just don't, never really had that much, people just haven't really done that with me in my life, Now, like, I want to make it clear, I enjoy giving gifts to others. That's how I show my love for others. That's my love language, and how I express love is giving gifts, And I try to find what would be the most meaningful gift to that person, You know, a few things hurt me more is when you tell me you don't want a gift. Or don't buy a gift, you know, or make a gift or whatever, you know. Like, that hurts me really bad. Like, because, like, if you tell me that you don't want a gift or whatever, you're telling me you don't want me to love you. I mean, just being honest, that's how I view it, because that's how I show love. You know, and that's the other thing I hate about Valentine's Day. Like, it's a day about love, but in reality, it means one type of love and one type of love only, which is romantic love. Okay, but there's a lot of greater loves than that. Romantic love's not really that great. Why don't we just celebrate all love, like friend love, you know, love for your friends, love for your parents, you know, parental love, you know, love for your siblings. Why can't it just be love in general? Like, you know, like, if we're going to do this stupid Valentine's thing, you know, where you give cards to people or whatever, why can't you give, like, why can't you, like, hey, friend, you know, my best friend, happy Valentine's Day, I love you, you know, give each other a hug, you know. Whatever, you know? Why can't you buy a box of chocolates for your sibling, you know? Or one of your parents, you know? Like, why? Like, if we're gonna do this stupid holiday, which, let's be honest, it's a stupid fucking holiday. I mean, let's be honest, pretty much every holiday is fucking stupid. Why not just, you know, do it for love in general? Like, I don't understand why it has to be romantic love. Romantic love is, like, the least of all loves. So, unfortunately, it's the most marketable love, so that's why it has to take precedence. So, never mind. I understand why now. It's hard to market off of friendship love. It's hard to market off of sibling love. So, I do romantic love because that's what makes the fucking money. So, never mind. Forget if I said anything. Okay, so, anyway, I don't know what I was going on about earlier before I went on to a little tangent. Yeah, anyway, so, you know, like, how I show love is giving gifts. You know, you're telling me, you don't want me to love you, you know, but the way that I want people to love me is by spending time, you know. You know, and don't get me wrong, I do like gifts every now and then, because, just frankly, nobody really gives me gifts, ever, you know. Unless it's my birthday, and even then, sometimes no. Or Christmas. I don't get gifts, you know, ever. Like, nobody ever is just like, you know, people, or almost never, like, lately it's happened a bit more, just because, like, you know, I was homeless, and struggling with a lot of things, so people have been, and giving me things, you know, to help survive, you know, so, in this past year, about a little over a year, people actually have been, but, you know, in general, you know, up until about a year ago when I ended up homeless, nobody ever did anything for me, you know. Even then, you know, it's just like, nobody ever gives me gifts because, you know, just because, you know. It's always because, like, this is something you need to survive, which I'm not complaining because I need those things to survive, but, sorry, I'm just really thinking about that now, so, Anyway. Anywho. So, the last thing I want to discuss, now that I have thoroughly ranted about love, is something I have really been kind of thinking about when it comes to the Bible. So I have a dear friend. And recently she and I were talking, you know, and I was trying to give her some advice. You know, she was talking about how much she worries about the future I think it's the passage is Matthew 6:34. I don't have the passage memorized anymore, but it's, you know, basically talk about how you should not worry about tomorrow. You know, it's just talk about how you shouldn't worry about be worrying about tomorrow. And she was like, okay, but you know, scripture doesn't bring much comfort to me. And I remember back in the days when I thought scripture was there to comfort. You know, get that immediate comfort. Like, you just open up the Bible, and boom, comfort. You know, and I can be honest, there are some passages that do that. I would say that the Psalms of David, where he's crying out to the Lord for help, are actually pretty damn comforting upon immediate read, you know. It's not until recently I really came to realize that's not what the scriptures are for. The Bible isn't supposed to provide this immediate sense of comfort. That's not what it's there for. What it's supposed to do, it was made for you to meditate. It's made for you to dwell on upon time, you know? I mean, that's why I think memorizing scripture is really important. Not just because you just have it in your head, because, like, you know, assuming you're not just, like, quickly trying to just get it done and over with, it allows you to think about it. It allows you to dwell on it. You know? I think that's what scripture was made to do. It was made for you to sit there and dwell, really think about that scripture. You know, it wasn't made for immediate gratification. It wasn't made for you to understand instantly, you know? I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say next. Sorry. Like, things sound really good in my head, but, like, when I try to say it, it doesn't come out quite right, so I'm trying to figure out how to say this right. You know? And I'm lost where I was, so. But, you know, like, we are a very weird time in history where we expect things immediately. We expect immediate gratification, you know? If a web page doesn't load up in 2 seconds, I'm out of, you know, you're out of there, you know. But the Bible is an ancient book written for ancient peoples. Immediate gratification wasn't even a concept back then, you know. They would be horrified by how we live today, expecting things immediately. And so, but we here in modern times, because we expect every immediate gratification, we expect the Bible to provide immediate comfort or an immediate, you know, clobbering weapon, you know. You know, just to provide you immediately all the answers for everything. You know, we expect to understand everything immediately. It just doesn't work well in the modern age, you know, for us. Because, like, we need everything now. And here and now. But, like, the Bible doesn't work that way. And so it's hard for us. You know, because we want that immediate comfort. We want the immediate answers, you know. We want to immediately understand. Like, that's not how the Bible was written. It was made for you to dwell over a period of time, you know. Like, I recommended to my friend, memorize Matthew 6:34. You know? And then keep quoting it to yourself whenever you get worried about the future. And I mean, keep doing it. For weeks. You know, like, I did that myself back in the day when I worried heavily about the future. You know? But it took me like a month or more for that verse to really truly mean anything to me. You know? For me to start to live it out, you know? It took over a month. And it just doesn't do in our modern society. We need that verse to work for us now, immediately. Basically, the Bible's not the long game. The Bible doesn't give a shit about the short game. It's here for the long game. And here today, what we care about is the short game, the immediate gratification. And it's just like, we gotta stop trying to shoehorn in the Bible into our modern desires, our modern needs, whatever. You know, so, you know, you guys will understand what the Bible is for, how it's meant to be used, it's meant to be dwelled on, it's meant to be to spend time with. You know, you're meant to spend time with a passage, not just read it one day and move on to next. You know? And it's only something that's really come to me recently, really, to be honest. But, like, it just runs so counterproductive to how we do things today that, to be honest, I don't blame anyone for thinking that the Bible is supposed to provide immediate answers, immediate relief, immediate whatever. Because we just expect everything to, but say, no, the Bible is not that. You know? And to be honest, I mean, that's kind of what makes it, in many ways, all that much more powerful. You know, if you want to be countercultural, that's the way to do it. Spend time, dwell on something, stop seeking the immediate gratification of whatever it is that you're trying to do or trying to get. That's the way to actually be countercultural, you know. To all of those, you know, who really care about being countercultural, because I know that's the big thing among Christians these days, mostly conservative ones, is being countercultural, but they do it in like, hey, yeah, screw queer people, screw black people, you know, and all this shit, you know. Feminists are what's destroying society. It's like, no, that's... Being against liberation is not a good thing. The Bible, Jesus would not appreciate that. If you want to be countercultural, stop seeking the immediate gratification in whatever it is you're doing. Stop seeking for immediate answers. Except that you don't know everything. And except that you might not know everything, that you won't know everything. And that sometimes it might take time to understand a certain thing. That's how to be countercultural. That is the best way to do it. So, anyway, that's everything I really got to say for today. Thank you all for listening. If you enjoy my content, support it on Patreon. Or just send me something on PayPal, whatever. You know, like, share, review. You know, review the show on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And yeah, you know, good pods. Do on good pods. Repod as well. For great. Love both those apps. And yeah, I would love to hear from you. My contact information is in the show notes. So is all my social media. My other YouTube channels. Yeah. That's everything I really got for today. Thank you all for watching or listening. Have a great one. Peace.